Hi, I'm Jacob. Let's go down Gilead Lane.
Yes, he's missing. And Tom Richter would not have just left his daughter at Mr. Key's with no explanation.
Especially not when he had a commitment to keep.
Is my dad going to be okay, Mr. Morrison?
You know what, Maya? We're going to pray for him right now, before we go any further with this. Sure. We should have done that right away.
Absolutely.
Right, come on.
Thanks. Come on, kids.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Tom Richter to you. We ask that you keep him safe and comfort his heart. We pray that you will draw him so close to you, Lord. Let him see your face and know that you love him. And Lord, we pray for Maya and the rest of Tom's family, God, that you bring them comfort and calm their worries. We thank you for all that you've done. And we ask you to help us keep trusting that you will work everything according to your own good purposes. We ask these things in your son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, now. We need to know what happened with Mr. Richter down Gilead Lane today.
I don't know where to begin. It's just, it's all.
Well, maybe I can trigger something. When we came in the kitchen, you were talking about a tree. What was that about?
The tree? It was the memory tree at Mr. Key's.
What?
We're making the garden nice and planting more stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Memory tree.
It's a tree by the road, and Mr. Key has a garden there.
Mm-hmm. It's a memorial garden for Grace's parents, because it's the tree where they died.
And they think it's my dad's fault.
Maya, it's just that, well, when he saw the tree, he got all weird.
And then he took off. Listen, I was looking through my journal and I read over some stuff that we've heard and found out. And, well, it was pretty obvious that Mr. Richter was there that night.
No, Brooke.
Brooke, before you start off...
So what? Are you saying that my dad killed Grace's parents?
Maya, honey.
You're saying that he made Grace blind? That's it, isn't it?
Well, it's just that we...
It was an accident, remember? That's what everyone said. It was an accident. And I love Grace.
Maya!
Is this what you wanted? Answer me.
Anyone. We just wanted the truth, Mom.
At what cost? Oh, haven't you kids heard anything Dad and I have been telling you all this time? Why do you think you know better than anyone else? It's too dark out there for Maya to be out there alone, John. I'll be back in a little while.
Right. Good. Let her know that we love her.
I will.
Kids! Now, we want you in the living room. There's someone here to see you.
Do you know who it is?
Come on in. Find seats, all of you.
Pretty good spot.
Maya, you're back. You're okay.
I'm fine.
Grace, what are you doing here?
Hello.
Mom followed Maya down to Grace's. And they told her about what's going on. Yeah, Grace wanted to talk to all of you together.
We're really sorry.
We just wanted to.
Okay. Everyone relax. I didn't really come here to listen to your excuses. I came here because I need you to tell me what you think you know about that night. So, who's going to fill me in?
Brooke, go ahead.
Dad,
Brooke, this is not a request. You've made it clear that you think you have it all figured out. Now you have the chance to talk to the one person who can help all of you. So, go ahead, talk.
Okay. Grace, you know that we found out the tree at Mr. Key's is where the accident happened.
Yes.
And from the way Mr. Richter acted when he saw the tree, well, we just started thinking.
We all started thinking. It wasn't just Brooke.
Well, we know, Justin.
But this is all of our faults. We had our Operation Lemonade meetings.
What, Operation Lemonade?
Code words for anything to do with Grace.
Oh.
We met all the time to try to figure out what the secrets were between the Richters and Grace.
I was there, too. I wanted to know why my family hates Grace so much. Because I love her.
I do too.
Me too. We all were there.
You guys, thanks. But I need to finish this, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Through a bunch of different things we've heard, we found out that Tom Richter was at a party the night that your parents were killed and you were blinded.
We did?
When
did we find that out?
That's what you figured out in your journal.
He was drinking, wasn't he, Grace?
No way.
Drinking?
What are you talking about?
Children.
Wasn't he, Grace?
Yes.
And the accident was his fault because he was drunk, wasn't it?
No.
Yes.
So my dad really was there.
Maya, I'm so sorry.
Maya, I want you to stop crying.
But my dad and your parents.
I know, honey. But you need to listen to the rest of this story if you want to know the truth. Yes, Tommy Richter was drunk that night. He'd been at a party in the woods at the end of Gilead Lane. And my parents and I were coming home from a family vacation together, just as he was speeding out of the woods.
Are you sure you want to tell them, Grace?
They need to know the whole story if they're going to know any of it. So they saw him coming, but he wasn't slowing down or swerving. So my parents had to react, and it all happened so fast. My dad yanked the wheel to the right to avoid hitting him, and we drove straight into the tree. My mom and my dad died right away. No suffering. And then there was an explosion.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Oh, but you have to, honey, because you see, you're missing a very big piece to your detective work. And perhaps the biggest piece of all. Yes, my parents died. Yes, there was an explosion, and I went blind. Yes, Tommy was driving drunk. But Tommy is the only reason why I'm still here.
Huh?
What?
You see, he saved my life that night. After the explosion, his mind cleared enough to let him know what happened, and he ran as fast as he could to the car, and he pulled me out of the fire.
Gracie, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Mommy, Dad!
You're gonna be okay, Gracie. I'll make you be okay. Hang on. I'm gonna do whatever. It's my dad, kid. His car's coming. I'll help you, Gracie. We'll take care of you. We will, I promise. Dad!
What have you done?
Dad!
Tommy?
It's okay, kid. My dad's here. She's passing out on me again, Dad. We gotta get her to a hospital. I gotta tell him what happened.
You've done enough. Destroyed enough lives for one night. You will not destroy your own, or your mother's and mine.
Dad, we have to.
Tommy, it hurts.
Hand me the child, and get in your car.
But Dad...
I said get in your car. Your mother's here, and she'll drive you home.
Tommy, what's happening?
Shh, Gracie, it's gonna be okay. We gotta help her, Dad.
I will take care of the girl.
Please, Dad.
Get in your car now. And you forget this night ever happened. Do you understand me? Forget it!
Yes, sir.
There's more than meets the eye, isn't there? Oh. See, you've forgotten the fact that these aren't just characters in a book you're reading. And Brooke, even the person you pegged as the villain, he has his own story. His own reason for becoming who he is. Tommy was told it never happened, and never to think about it again. Oh. He wasn't given the option to come clean. And me? Well, I was sent away to the New York Institute for the Education of the Blind.
Do you have something to add, Brooke?
The Institute? I mean, Mr. Richter's dad must have known what it would sound like if he told people she was at an institution.
He wanted people to think you're crazy.
Why? So nobody would believe her if she did talk someday.
Yes.
It's not fair.
No. No, it isn't fair. And it certainly wasn't fair to Tommy.
But how can you?
Don't you see? Can't you see that Tommy Richter was placed in an institution far worse than the one I was?
What?
The prison of silence and dark secrets. Think about what it has been like for him all these years. Imagine what kind of inner place he's been locked up in all this time. And it's not your place, or mine, to free him.
Is a memory garden kind of for Mr. Richter, too?
Memory garden?
At Mr. Key's, by the tree.
I guess maybe it is.
Well, maybe we should all go over there.
Well, why do you want us to do that?
Because memories make people happy, especially pretty ones. And I saw the pictures on the packs for those seeds we planted. And let me tell you, they were good ones.
But the flowers won't be up yet, Tim.
What?
The flowers. They don't grow overnight.
But we planted them and watered them. I even prayed for him.
There you go.
Timothy, I will love to sit in front of the garden with you as soon as the flowers come up. I love all those smells. But we have to wait.
Why?
Well, you just have to wait things out sometimes. Even when it's hard. Even when it sometimes feels like all you're looking at is a pile of dirt. You have to keep on loving and doing your part. And when the timing's right, you'll see it happen. Right where you gave up hope, a brand new life pops up. That's the beauty of a garden.
But sometimes all it is a pile of dirt. There is no flower.
Brooke.
It's okay, John. Brooke, there's always hope of a flower when you have a seed.
I am so glad Grace came over.
I think she really got through to them. Hmm. You don't think it was too much for Timmy, do you?
I was worried about that, too. But, you know, honey, he found out so much already. He needed to hear the whole truth, not just imagine the worst.
Well, I'm going to go up and pray with them before they go to bed. Good. I'll make sure Timmy's not confused about anything. You sent them all up, right?
Yes. Don't forget, Maya's sleeping in Haley's room. I talked to Monica when you were down at Grace's.
She called?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no word on Tom. But I told her we'd keep Maya just as long as she wanted us to. So don't step on her when you go in there. No.
John. Do you think Tom's okay?
I'm praying, Mary. I just can't imagine what went through his head when he saw that tree.
You can make some calls after the kids are asleep.
I'm planning on it. But first, can you tell Brooke to come on down to the office, please?
Sure.
Dad?
Yeah, come on in, Brooke.
Dad, I don't want you to be mad at me.
Oh, I'm not mad at you, Brookie.
You're not?
No. Yeah, come on. I'm worried about you. And I want to understand what's going on inside your heart.
Why are you worried?
Something else happened today. I don't know, something. Either at Mr. Key's and or at Grace's house.
How'd you know?
You're my daughter, kiddo. And I know it wasn't just what you figured out reading your journal. Brooke, there's been an edge in your voice all night. A bitterness when you talk about Tom Richter. It wasn't there this morning. Now, do you want to talk about it?
It was at Grace's, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents. They were so real. They were so alive.
Wait a minute, honey. How did you start thinking about that?
Grace showed me some old home movies she had. They were silent movies, and she had me describe what was going on in the ones we watched.
Oh.
She wanted me to see who they were. And all of a sudden, they weren't just a story anymore. They were real, and they loved, and they played. And they were so much like you and Mom.
Oh.
And it's just not fair.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, now I see.
And I hated it, Dad. Because all of a sudden, this whole thing got so ugly and real. And Mr. Richter seemed like a monster. And it was too much when all the pieces started to fit together. When the kids started this search, it all seemed almost a little fun, like a mystery, an adventure. And we really did get caught up in it, and it felt like there were these secrets. But today, when I saw that whole movie, it wasn't just Once Upon a Time anymore.
Come on. It's okay, Brookie. It's gonna be okay.
But it's not okay, Dad! And I don't want this feeling inside me.
All right. What feeling, honey?
That I'm a monster. Because I hate him, Dad. I hate what he did to Grace and her family. Because if anyone ever did that to you and Mom...
Brooke, you're not a monster.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Listen. You're my beautiful, sensitive girl.
No! Dad, listen to me. I am a monster. It's not just Tom Richter. I am so mad at Grace! I'm so mad at Grace for forgetting what he did to her parents. For loving him. I'm so mad at her, Dad.
There you go. Shh. Right, come on, you said it, all right? Honey, you're still not a monster. You're a human. Yeah. And more than that, you feel the suffering of other people more deeply than most people I know. And because of that, I'm going to tell you something. Now, here, look, hear me. Are you ready to hear me?
Sure.
Okay. The way God made you, with so much feeling and heart and compassion. Oh, honey, you need to be careful.
What do you mean?
You can't get so caught up in another person's suffering, like Grace's, that you lose sight of that person and make it your own.
You think I've replaced Grace with myself?
Well, you tell me.
I don't know.
I think you do. And I don't want you to just file that away in the Dad's advice folder in the back of your brain. No, I'm serious. I want you to think about it. Pray, read your Bible, journal, whatever you need to do. But I want you to think through that.
Okay.
Okay, good. And there's one more thing. I want you to know that Mom and I don't plan on going anywhere.
Neither did Grace's mom and dad.
No, I know. But God is bigger than all of that, Brookie. And you can't start living your life with a spirit of fear that you're going to lose us just because Grace lost her parents. But I also want you to remember that God took care of her in her loss, didn't he?
Yeah.
Nothing catches God by surprise. He knows the time for everything.
I love you, Dad.
Yeah, well, I love you, too.
And also, God, please let the flowers we planted today grow fast so everyone can have a good memory. And please help Mr. Richter to be okay and help him be found again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Mommy,
Are you sure you don't want me to go sleep by the memory garden tonight?
I'm positive.
But what if something happens to the flowers?
I think they'll be okay until morning.
Well, then can I go to Mr. Key's right when I wake up?
I think that after breakfast, we'll be fine.
All right.
All right.
Good night, Mommy.
Good night, Timmy. I love you.
I love you, too. Dear God, please let Mr. Richter not be in that prison Grace talked about. I think that'd be a pretty bad place. And I think he'd probably maybe be a nice guy if he wasn't in there. Oh, and also, please make Brooke believe in flowers.
All in all, Timmy's doing fine. And he's hopefully sound asleep by now. You know, if anything, he's the most sympathetic to Tom in this whole mess.
Good old Timmy.
What about Brooke? How did that go?
I think she's going to be okay. But it's going to take her a while to work through this anger with Tom and Grace. Yeah, and to see real suffering so close to home. It just hit her hard, honey. I only hope that I didn't...
Did you hear that?
Sorry, hear what?
Listen.
Yeah, that's the door.
Someone's knocking.
Coming!
Tom. Oh, Tom, we are so glad to see you.
I know it's late.
No, come in. Please, come in and sit down.
Is Maya still here?
Oh, she's sleeping up in Haley's room. She's fine.
Yeah. Are you okay, Tom?
I don't know what to do. You guys are the only ones who... Listen, John. I need your help.
All right. What do you need?
I need to have this taken care of. All of it. I'm sick and tired of living with this weight. I want justice.
What are you saying?
I've come here because you know. And because you're a judge, John. I spent the whole afternoon driving around. I didn't even know where I was going. I ended up in front of a liquor store. I haven't had a drink since that night.
And did you?
No, I fell asleep. Exhausted. Listen, I just need to take care of this. I can't live like this anymore. Monica will kill me. She hated me the day that I told her. And she's worked harder than my parents ever did to protect the precious Richter name.
Tom.
I just need to know where to sign myself in.
Into where?
To jail. I should have gone 30 years ago.
Tom, you can't do this to yourself.
No. To myself? Look, are you going to help me or not?
Tom, please. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
The statute of limitations would have passed years ago.
But I want justice, John.
All right. I know. But even legally, there is nothing I can do about that. Tom, what you need to do is go and see Grace.
No, absolutely not. I can't look at her.
Please, Tom, go and talk to her.
You want me to go and see the person that's been living inside my head and tormenting me all these years?
No, I want you to go and meet Grace Andrews. Stop letting her be the ghost of a little girl to you.
I can't.
You need to do this for yourself, Tom, and for her.
I need to go. Can you... Do you mind letting Maya just stay with you until tomorrow?
Oh, of course she can stay.
Where are you going, Tom?
I just need to go home. I need to sleep. I promise. I'll be back for Maya tomorrow afternoon.
Hey, Dad.
Mm-hmm?
You want to go play a little one-on-one?
Ooh. Maybe later, champ. With Brooke and Timmy down at Mr. Key's, Justin and Haley out collecting rocks. Now, son, I'm going to just enjoy the quiet with your mother and read the morning paper on the porch.
Okay.
All right.
I'll play with you. Suit yourself. Get ready to get creamed.
Oh.
Two to nothing.
I can count, Mikey.
So, you feel better about your dad?
Well, I'm glad your parents told me that he's fine, but I still kind of want to know what happened.
Yeah, me too. When you think... Hey, isn't that him?
Who?
On the road, right there, walking.
Down Gilead Lane? I doubt it.
No, I really think that's him, Maya.
I think you're right.
I told you.
You know that I... Look. Is that...
Oh, I think it is.
Is he really doing it, John?
No, no, Haley, you can't keep picking the rocks that look good together. You have to... Ow! What'd you hit me for?
Where's he going?
Who? Oh, you don't think he's...
I don't know.
No, Timmy, the flowers won't be up by tomorrow either.
But maybe the next day?
Tim, weren't you listening? Oh.
What is it? Now... Who is it? That's not...
Hey, there's Mr. Richter. Why?
I never thought I'd live to see the day.
Grace. He sure does need it. But will Tom Richter really find Grace down Gilead Lane? The answer to that question will have to wait until our next Gilead season. But today, we can be glad that God offers grace to each of us as a free gift. We'd love to share more. Just contact us. You can write us at P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or you can log on to the Gilead message boards at www.gileadlane.org. This episode, The End of the Beginning, was written by Beth Culp, directed by Simon Guevara, engineered by Andrew B., with musical score by John Campbell. The executive producer of Down Gilead Lane is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, inviting you back again, Down Gilead Lane.